30 years ago, healthcare accounted for 16% of the $20 billion Massachusetts state budget. 10 years ago, it accounted for 30% of a $28 billion budget. In 2018, it was 40% of a $39.4 billion budget. You don't have to be a policy wonk to realize that's an unsustainable trend. If you care about the state budget, and you should, you automatically have to care about two issues. The first one, clearly, is healthcare, and the second is taxes. Running in parallel to the rising cost of healthcare in the state budget has been a series of tax policy changes which have furthered the pinch on every non-healthcare service and program the state supports or provides. At the height of the late 1990s tech boom, Massachusetts, through legislation in the ballot box, cut taxes significantly. In particular, cuts to the personal income tax and dividends and interest continue to have an impact on the state's ability to keep up investments in public higher education, state parks, human services, and others. Additionally, these cuts disproportionately benefited upper-income earners. The overall impact of these cuts dwarf any attempt to make up for their lost revenue through increases to the sales tax or other small steps taken since. The effect of rising healthcare costs and declining revenues has tied legislators' hands when it comes to addressing many of the key issues the state faces. The overall budget pie is shrinking, while the slice healthcare is taking is growing larger and larger. This dynamic has led to a transportation system that's crumbling and carrying more debt than any other. It's led to a public higher education system forced to rely increasingly on out-of-state students to subsidize campus operations. It's led to far fewer beds and services than what is needed to respond to the opioid epidemic. For the entire 10 years I served in the state Senate, we struggled with these dynamics. At times, they were exacerbated by the economic recession or aided by slower healthcare cost increases. But they were always there. Our attempts to solve them were piecemeal, too small, or did not win the political support necessary to be enacted into law. In all ways, they fell short. As Governor Baker and the legislature debate the FY 2019 budget, realize they are doing it within a framework that holds Massachusetts back. If you care about libraries, anti-poverty programs, infrastructure, housing, human services, local government, or education, and you are wondering why, yet again, you are being told it's a tough budget or a tight budget, know it's about taxes and healthcare. Don't fall for the nice-sounding $2 million initiative spread thin across the state when there's a $1 billion structural imbalance every year holding back our 351 cities and towns. If Massachusetts is going to reverse the trend of rising inequality within regions and between Greater Boston and everywhere else, sustained public investment is key. The path to unlock that investment is reducing healthcare costs and a fair tax policy. Neither of those have been achieved for the last 20 years. Either we find a way to crack the code, or every budget for the foreseeable future will be a tight one.